All right, let's start this thing over again. Sorry about that. Hello from the Talbot Rink at the O'Malley School in Gloucester. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. And great to see Phil Stacy, the Salem News sports editor, here. And we're in for a fun night as we have an early opening to the high school hockey season. It is Danvers at Gloucester, the usually rivalry game, but they're not in the same division anymore. And so they found an opening in their schedule, and these two teams are going to play each other. And, of course, tonight we got some great sponsors that we'll be passing along to you, and we hope, certainly, that you visit these terrific people who keep these games going and keep them free. All right, we have a couple of coaches. You heard from Coach Steve Baldessari pretty much in detail. Brand-new coach, brand-new team. We'll talk with Phil about that as time goes on. But they're very excited about how things are going to get underway here. And we also will be talking with second-year hockey coach Sean Lyons at Gloucester High School. Got a pretty much veteran team with a couple of newcomers. That's it. Everybody else has got a lot of experience. So we'll take our first break of the night. We'll come back and we'll check in with Steve Baldessari. Well, actually, we'll check in with Sean Lyons. We've already had Steve Baldessari on. We'll talk with Phil Stacy as well. So stay tuned for high school hockey here on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
All right, we are back, and I mean we are back. Great to see Phil Stacy. Haven't seen you in a while, Phil. How are you?
No, it's been a while. How you doing, Rick?
I'm great, and the kids all excited for it. How old are your kids now?
7, 5, and 3, so it's mayhem central at my house. Yeah.
Did they do a letter to Santa?
They did a letter to Santa about a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they're getting into it.
Yeah, they
okay.
are totally into
all right.
it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to Coach Sean Lyons in just a second. We had Coach Baldessari on. And, Phil, again, this is usually a rivalry game, but
yep.
they're not in the same division anymore. And I know you've talked with the coaches, and you keep a really close eye on this stuff. Danvers, a very unusually young team with no seniors on the team.
I can never remember them being as young as they are. I mean, it's really remarkable. You know, and there's actually a few more juniors than I thought. I thought they only had a smattering, but I think there's actually 5 juniors when you consider guys who maybe are on the roster but might not play.
Right.
So it looks like 3 juniors will hit the ice, a heavy dose of sophomores, about 10 sophomores as we see Gloucester hit the ice here, and a couple of freshmen are going to be making their varsity debuts for Danvers today. So very, very young Danvers team. But you know what? As you know, Rick, the expectations never change. There's no one cares how many seniors they do or don't have. In this case, the goal is to make the tournament. That's all they expect in Danvers, and it begins tonight, so we shall see what happens.
And one of the Gloucester captains, who shall remain nameless, as he was skating around, just kind of gave the little Bronx cheer over to the Danvers student body.
I did see that, yeah. So it's good to know that, 10 minutes before the season even begins, the rivalry is alive and well. I like that.
Great turnout by the Danvers kids, too.
Yeah, you know what? They obviously had a terrific fall season football-wise.
Absolutely.
On the flip side, Gloucester upset them on Thanksgiving. So I'm sure that there's going to be some good back and forth there. And, you know, you look at the stands, it's not like the old days, but it's good to see there's still a little bit of a rivalry going on here.
It's so funny to hear you talk about the old days. That's something.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We're talking about 10 years ago, perhaps.
No, this is my 26th winter doing this, so.
Okay.
I can recall, 93, 94, well, I guess
yeah,
93
yeah.
right through
yeah.
probably the early 2000s, where this was a, it was a must-see game every time they played, and down here especially, it was just an electric
yeah.
atmosphere, and, if you weren't here 45 minutes before the puck dropped, you weren't getting a seat, and that, to me, was really like the heyday of, at least for me, covering hockey around here. Great crowds, great atmosphere.
Okay, Phil, we're going to take a break. We've got to get our interview in with Sean Lyons, and we'll be back with some hockey. Phil Stacey, the Salem News sports editor, is with us tonight. He's going to chip in from time to time. Looks like we're going to have a decent crowd, too. So we'll be back. Sean Lyons will be up next, and then we'll be following with hockey.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Before tonight's game, we're with Gloucester hockey coach Sean Lyons. We're going to have an in-depth interview with you, Coach, soon. But let's get right to it. First game of the year. It's a little early, so how's the preparation going for you guys?
It's gone well. We started the week after Thanksgiving. Had tryouts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Half of Wednesday, Thursday, we had practice. Then we went up to Vermont. We played two teams up in Vermont. BFA, which is up in St. Albans on Friday, then Essex Junction Regional High School, which has been a trip that's been a pretty much our annual trip for the last 25 years or so. There's a connection with Donnie Lowe and Coach O'Neill that's up there already. We lost both those games to two very good teams. They've been on the ice for 3 weeks. We're a little bit fresher on the ice. Then we came back. I thought we got better with time as the games went along. This is what our goal is as far as on ice. Off ice is I want the kids to get closer together, team bonding, as a unit and everything else. We scrimmaged Wakefield and the kids came out, jumped on Wakefield early. I think we kind of held on at the end, but we won. And we're very ready for Danvers.
Okay, again, it's early because most of the teams are starting next week, I guess, with the regular season. But talking with Coach Baldessari, very young team, sophomores, juniors, no seniors on the team, but I don't think it really makes a lot of difference. It's still Danvers.
It's Danvers, Gloucester, and regardless if we had all freshmen and they were all seniors, it's going to be a battle. It's it's the Bruins, the Canadians, it's Danvers, it's Gloucester, it's a rival that's always been here, and we'll keep it going, and we'll do our best to try to get our W's out of it.
Why is the rivalry game first game of the year? What's up with that?
Well, so we're moved down to the NEC South now. So at, Danvers is only a one game a year. We're supposed to the two times we used to be.
Right.
We had some open dates. I had the early one open, and I thought I'd ask Danvers to open it up with us. I thought it might get our team going, our fan base going, and let's really jump right into the season and with some iron.
All right, let's jump into it. Leadership for you guys.
Yeah, Alex Enos, on defense, he's a two-year captain. He's been an outstanding leader this year, getting the kids to be together. And he's brought Eddie Mahoney, who's our other captain, and Liam Lyons is our assistant captain. He's really brought those other two kids up into teaching them how to be leaders, and three of them together are doing a very good job getting the rest of the kids to buy into the system. And then we have leaders that don't have C's in their shirts in Sal Costanzo and Brendan Polisky. I could go on. In the team's really being unified, and it starts with Alex and the captains and seniors.
Yeah, we'll get in more depth when we have a little more time. Why wasn't Alex an All-Star last year?
You know, it's a voting process. You put the names in there. You know, you can only put so many kids in.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's the way it goes sometimes. It's tough. It's tough to, you know, it's
9 months later, I'm still bothered by
that. Yeah. You know, well deserved. And, you know, I've talked to him this year, the end of last year. And, you know, I said to him, All-Star is not good for him. He should go for All-League. Okay. That's something that he can do, with his skills and his efforts. And, well, hopefully we'll help him get that way.
All right. Experience on defense and a net.
Yeah, so Noah Pliski in net, he's a junior. He played 5 games last year, had a few wins. Hopefully he brings that into this year. He's done well. He's seen a lot of shots in a couple of scrimmages, and he's done well. Defensively, you know, Alex logs Chara-like minutes again this year. Brendan Pliski was out during the scrimmages, but he's back today. He's got lots of experience. We have Eric Chalmers back. He was at Pingree last year. He's back this year, which is a huge addition defensively as well. And then Sam Pulisky and Jared Morris actually moved back this year because he's one of our better skaters, smarter athletes, so to speak, and we need, you know, more defensemen. And he was one of the guys we asked to make an adjustment. So he'll go back and forth between forward and defense, but right now he's playing defense.
All right, good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you very much.
That's Gloucester Coach Sean Lyons with MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our 3 locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts. The only way to go.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
All right, for some reason or another, Phil, we're not live, but we're going to have this up in about 2 hours.
Okay.
As soon as I get back, so we're going to pretend that it's live. I don't know what happened with our broadcast, but it's a regular game. And so Pete Kelly and Bill Newell have already checked in with us and told us that we're not on the air. And I don't know why, but we'll get that fixed once the regular season gets it. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Preseason bugs. Thanks to those guys for letting us know.
There you go. All right, we're ready to go. Gloucester will be defending the goal down to our left. Danvers down to our right in goal is Yegor Bublik. What a hockey name, huh?
Igor Bublik. Igor Bublik.
I mean,
yeah.
That's as hockey as it gets.
That is straight out of the Valery Kamalov archives, you know?
Exactly. Noah Poliski will be the goalie down to our left. Gloucester has their white jerseys with a big GHS diagonally from their right shoulder down to the left shoulder and the red pants, red helmets. Danvers all blue, as is their traditional road garb, with the big falcon on the front. Here we go. High school hockey getting underway. Connor Pertel, Tom Mento, Christian DiMeglio up front. For Danvers, Liam Lyons, Sal Costanzo, Eddie Mahoney for the Gloucester Fishermen. A really decent crowd here tonight. Pre-holiday.
Nice crowd, yeah.
Yeah, and we're underway right away. Right away it's controlled by Matt Taylor of Danvers. Gets it up to Mento at the line, and he sticks it into the Gloucester zone. Backhanded up along the boards, trying to get it up ahead to Lyons, but it's kept in by the Falcons. Alex Enos with it churning along the left wing corner, gets it out of the zone, and it's ahead to Lyons, who tries to feed himself off the boards, does, collects it in the right corner. And he is bumped down there by Christian DiMeglio. Fighting for it, a couple of guys in that corner. Defense back there as well, Matt Taylor. He's crushed as he tries to bring it out. Shot put on from long distance and sticked aside by Bublik. Danvers bringing it right back. Mento across the line with a line mate. Stolen by Enos. Back checking. Gets it up to the line, but not out. Finally, it is cleared. Robbie Horn has it. Over on the right wing side, the feed shot goes wide by Mondello. Collected on the other side by Luke Harris, trying to get it back to the point. He's clobbered by three Falcons. But a shot, saved, blocked out in front actually. Kept in at the right side by Enos, who's still on the ice. Checking heavily down in the right-hand corner is Horn. Enos closes, backhander goes wide. Mondello trying to keep it in. Checking down in the Danvers zone, keeping it in, are the Fishermen. Finally, Falcons cleared out, wanting a change. Stick bite back by Luke Harris at the line. Was that in on a goal?
Shot on goal. A lot of physical play by both teams right off the bat here.
Yeah. Right? Underway, all right. And we have an offside as Lucas Cornetta brought it offside.
I think, as to be expected, first game, opening night jitters, I think, especially with a lot of younger players, and where this is an early start, just a couple of scrimmages for each team, we're going to see some nervousness these first few shifts.
No score in this one. Brand new season, minute and a half played. Falcons trying to put some pressure on, kept in at the point by Chalmers, a defenseman. Down low it goes to Poliski. Look, no, I'm on the wrong side. What am I talking about here? To Tibbetts. Yeah, you're right. The preseason jitters here.
It gets all of us.
Oh, yeah. Big collision at center ice, and play is at center. Colin Desmond checks it, but goes into the Falcon zone. Christian Noyes with it for Gloucester. He's tripped up, goes down. Poliski tries to close, comes right back. Falcons bring it out with numbers. Left wing feed by McEachern. And it's a weak shot that bounces off the end boards, and it's covered up by Poliski.
Both goaltenders getting some work early here. Saw Poliski covering up there to avoid traffic. Smart heads-up play. No need to take chances, especially this early in the game.
How about this Denver student body crowd? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. And you get the Gloucester side over here. And I like that they both are supporting their goaltenders right down those end of the rink.
Ah, turnaround shot by Falcons' Christian DiMeglio. That was a dangerous shot, but went just wide. Apparently out of the rink, so we're going to have a face-off to the right of Poliski in the roster end.
Off the back kick plate now.
Pertel wins it. Comes around to the left wing, out to the point. Now everybody fighting for it down the left wing circle. Gloucester end. Nobody with it. DiMeglio tries to backhead around. Goes back to the Gloucester defense and hops up into the air. Gloved by Pertel. Puts it down and sticks it himself. Looking for Mento. Fires it all the way around. Slot comes out to the right point. Shot blocked up tight. Declan Gill with a shot. And there's a shot from between the circles. That's the first tester of the night by Tom Mento, held on by Poliski in the midsection.
Well, we've seen a lot of turnovers in both ends of the ice. I think as the teams get acclimated to each other, to playing under real game conditions, if somebody can capitalize on one of those turnovers, could result in a quick goal.
Face off once again in the Gloucester end. And just kind of ragged play at the moment.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And the ice is in great shape, too. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, even though it's summer outside.
Right, yeah.
All right, so...
feeling out process.
Yeah, puck kind of pinballing all around. Nothing crisp yet. Back at the left point, Matt Taylor sticks it into the left wing side, trying to get up to McEachern. And it's cleared all the way out into the Gloucester end. First man back for the Fishermen is Costanzo. Centering pass. Oh! Almost put home by Lyons, but it went wide. Back to Costanzo. He's in a circle down low. Looking to drop it back to Enos at the point. Over to the left point. Back to the right point to Enos. Top of the circle. Rister blocked.
Wide. I think it hit the Amos stick.
Yep. And this time it's covered up by Bublik.
You know, that was a great opportunity there for Lyons. It was a Costanzo that threw him the puck. He kind of got caught behind the Danvers defense a little bit, got out ahead of his defenseman, threw a pass from the right circle in the middle of the Lyons, but that shot was wide right of Bublik's glove side.
Kind of a veteran line for Gloucester. Most of these, they've got a couple of newcomers. All right, the play is in the Danvers end, comes back to the left point, teed up by Chalmers. Blocked in front, and it's going to be taken away by the Falcons. There's a shot by Mento, but he's blocked nicely by Chalmers. Centering pass, and it's cleared away by the Fisherman. Off the boards, back toward the left point, kept in by Colin Desmond. Intercepted between the circles and cleared away by the Fisherman. Luke Harris with the clear out. Right wing feed comes up ahead to Pertel for Danvers. Off the boards, taken away by Chalmers once again. He's got it. Sticks it out of the zone. Collected at center by the Falcons. They'll dump it back and try to organize. We've played just about 5 minutes. No score in this one. Danvers at a little bit of an edge now, territorially, as they say.
Rolling those first two lines that have a little bit of experience there with, you know, on the first line, you got Mento and Pertel, who were varsity veterans a year ago, and Tibbetts, the captain, on the second line.
Mento looking for a pass, but it's blocked out to center ice. Matt Taylor will send it back in on the delayed offside, taken by Chalmers for Gloucester. Falcons change up with the puck in the Gloucester end still. Fisherman, dangerous pass through the middle. Collected at center ice. Pertel with it. Check at
body
center.
Check there.
Gloucester brings it out. Across the line is Costanzo, but he's checked into the left wing boards. And Falcons bring it right back out, coming right back the other way. McEachern across the line. He loses it. We got a penalty coming? No, just offside.
No, offside.
All right. Picking up the play a little bit now. Gloucester with some speed. Horn across the line, trying to center it. Stick to the sideboards by the Danvers defense and a maze of players. Alex Enos keeps it in, goes center circle. Comes out to the left side. Luke Harris fires it around the boards. Play down in front of the Danvers bench where we can't see it. Old scrum of players, where's the puck? No idea. Oh, there it is. Lost it for a minute. It's out at center ice. We're down to 8:47 first period. Stolen now. Here we go by Tom Mento. Backhander up high. Blocked shoulder save by Poliski. Mento with a great chance. He's weaving in the zone. Drops it to the right point. And another shot is covered up by Polinski into his chest with a screen in front.
You know what I like there, Rick, is Polinski did not waver at all. He held that post tight. He stayed upright. He didn't go down into the butterfly. You saw Mento try to put that backhand upstairs, but Polinski was having nothing of it. Puck works its way back out to the point, following the rebound, and Polinski makes a stop through traffic. So Danvers' best flurry, the early going here, 8:35 to go in the first period.
Poliski's got some size. His rib cage goes to the top of the net there. He's standing tall above it. Centering pass, just chipped away by Luke Harris. Sends it around behind the cage, over into the left wing's corner, still in the Gloucester end. Pertel trying to make a play, looking for Mento. First line still out there for Danvers. Here comes Alex Enos, captain of the Fishermen, across the line, still with it. Rush all by himself. He fires it on goal. Glove saved and sent behind the net. He's back out to the left point. Covering up at the right point is Lyons. And now we've got a breakout by Danvers. But Enos getting back in time to cover it up. Breakout was by Mento. He's dumped. And it's going to come out to the line. Kept in at the right point. Pertel looking for it. And he's down there with DiMeglio. Enos still out there for Gloucester. Costanzo across the line. Slap shot wide. All the way around right point and out of the zone. What do we have here?
Offsides there on the Fisherman. Puck came out of the zone. They still had a skate. I think that was Lyons that was still over the line. So.
Okay. A little bit of a discussion here.
We're actually going to have a penalty here.
Well, somebody has to come off the ice
if
we do.
Yeah, it's like...
This on Danvers, because the faceoff will be down in
the... Yeah, there might have been too many men on the ice there. A little congestion
one, two,
by the
three,
board.
Four. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, so... it is a penalty on the Falcons.
Yeah, they're sending off Robbie Gledden. He's a 10 forward on this team.
Okay.
But that's just a matter of... you know, too many men on the ice.
Yep. And this penalty comes at 7:28. I don't count backwards very well with this stuff. So Gloucester up a man on the power play or in the power play. Enos playing the left point this time with Costanzo the right point. Enos at center point. Drops it down low left side. Back to Enos. Top of the circle. Along the ice. Trying to tip it in down low. Didn't go. Blocked away and cleared by the Falcons. Mahoney tried to tip it in. Uh-oh, picked up by Danvers with a goalie out of the net. But they'll come away with it. Good forechecking by Rob Tibbetts on the penalty kill. Gloucester forming it up. Across the right side is Liam Lyons. Setting up boards right. Dropped it back to the point. Man, that thing sneaked through and nice save.
That was a real nice right pad save by Bublik.
Absolutely. Good shot. Better save.
Yes.
Enos closes. Fires it wide. Costanzo keeping it in at the right point. And no, it's cleared away by Tibbetts. Down to 34 seconds left in the penalty. 6:35 left in the period. No score. Danvers and Gloucester. Here we go. Stolen by Mento. Score. What a play.
Wow.
What a play by Mento. Stealing it in the Gloucester end right in front of the goaltender. And Polisky had no chance. Up over his right shoulder. 1-0. Shorthanded goal by Danvers.
Boy, you're right. He did steal that. Great forechecking on the play there by Mento. He was tenacious. He went right after it, picked the puck clean from Polisky, and as you said, put it up over his, up into the right corner. Nifty little move. Shorthanded marker. Danvers' first goal of the season by sophomore Tommy Mento.
And it's shorthanded. 8:32, 1-0. Hold it, hold it. You got stuff on the ice here. Somebody from the Danvers end threw something on the ice. We're gonna have a stop and yes. play now.
Hey, you gotta keep up with tradition, right?
A fish. There you go. Usually it's a fish or an octopus, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. I'll make for a nice dinner for somebody.
Geez, I hope it wasn't a haddock or cod. I hope it was some kind of junk fish. All right, 1-0, Danvers leading. 26 seconds left in the power play. Too many men on the ice called against the Falcons. Mento once again. Oh, pad save from long range. Poliski had to put that left pad out. Nice wrist shot from the point by Mento. 14 seconds left. Mento steals it again. Here we go. Closing for the Falcons. Oh, and Fortella's knocked off his pins. Foster brings it right back out. Across the line. Looking to make a play. Backhanded feed goes behind the cage. John Mondello on the attack. Penalty is over. And we'll have a face-off down in the Danvers end.
That was a big open ice hit there by Chalmers. He wasn't about to let Mento put another shorty on the board on the same shift there.
Boy, that line picked up the play for sure.
And they did it. Fast and get some skill.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
And he did it while shorthanded. So Danvers leading 1-0 in this first period. Sorry it ain't live, but we'll get this up there for you very soon. Won't take long. I don't live too far from here, so we can get this thing posted
away. That's true.
Yeah. I don't know what the bozo went wrong with tonight, but we'll get it fixed. So the faceoff is to the left of Igor Bublik, and Falcons win it. They bring it right out, flying across the line as Tibbetts, down in the right-wing corner, looking to make a feed. Too many legs there. Another open-end, open-ice body check. Gloucester brings it right back out. And Costanzo is clobbered into the boards by Chris Mullaney, giving Danvers the puck right back again. Gloucester has it in their own zone. Chalmers and Poliski passing it back and forth while Danvers changes up on the fly. Play still at center ice. Chris Mullaney with it. Drops it into the Gloucester end. Picked up by Sam Poliski. Gets it over to Costanzo. I don't think Costanzo's feeling too good right now. A little wobbly. Liam Lyons drops it back to his own defense. He comes off the ice. Fisherman looking, a little disorganized perhaps. 1-0, Danvers. Play is still in the Gloucester end. Sam Poliski behind his net. Being bothered now by Pertel.
That's guessing Falcons. Those Poliski brothers have some chemistry there on the back end.
You would think. Here comes Mondello, John Mondello across the ice. He's got a winger with him, but he puts it on goal instead. Easy save. Stick side by Bublik. And the Falcons come away with it. This could be a potential 3-on-2. Pertel gets it over to Mento, flying, but he's bumped off the play nicely by Enos. Good body check that time by Enos, staying with the body.
Gloucester cannot give this first line space. They've proven that they can, especially Pertel and Mento going left to center. They've really done a nice job working off each other.
Plays at center ice. And again, O'Malley Rink refurbished about a year ago with the new boards, the new glass.
It's really beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. Nick DeSciulio across the line will shoot it wide. Goes into the left wing corner for Tibbetts, who collects it, trying to get it back to DeSciulio. But Gloucester brings it away. Long lead pass down the left wing side. Here comes Costanzo alone. Terrific save by Bublik. Gave him nothing to net to shoot at. And Costanzo was in alone from about 20 feet. Back to the right point through a screen. Ina shoots it just wide. Picked up down low by Lyons, looking to make a play, and we'll have a whistle. Man, Bublik is ready for this one.
You know, it's funny. We really had no idea how he would respond. He played, you know, and I use air quotes around played, on the varsity as an eighth grader. Alex Taylor's been the starter for Danvers for 3 years. They had 3 eighth graders back him up 2 years ago, 3 freshmen back him up last year. Igor probably saw all of 5 minutes of varsity action last year, but you'd never know if I watched him here today. He's been smooth and moves across the crease very well.
And wicked quick, as they say. He is closing. He puts it up high. Man, he had about a 35-foot shot that time, as everybody stayed away from him, but he didn't put it on net, and the Falcons will bring it out. Here we go, across the line is Tibbetts. He's got a winger on the left side, McEachern. Tibbetts circling right side, shoots it behind the cage. Comes all the way around, back out to the left point. Colin Desmond keeping it in. And it's intercepted by Gloucester. They will clear the zone, but not by much. Stolen by Patel, right back around, looking for a winger on the right side. Nobody home. Alexinas collects it. He'll whip it around the boards. Stolen. Oh, man. Turnaround shot by Mento goes wide, but that was a dangerous shot, as Gloucester wasn't ready for that one. Stolen once again at center ice. 2-on-2. Mento gets the feed. Closing. Shoots it into the breadbasket. Saved by Poliski. Mento is creating space too, Phil. He is getting open.
Yeah.
Nice passes. I mean, that first line for Danvers is clicking now. 1-0 the score. Tom Mento, the only goal, unassisted and shorthanded.
You know, it's funny. I have each team, Rick, with 6 shots on goal, but if somehow it seems like not only Danvers has more, but they have
right.
more quality chances.
Exactly,
too.
Exactly. So the play is in the Gloucester end. Fisherman trying to get it out of the zone. Not able to do it as Robbie Horn couldn't collect it. Check right back into the Gloucester end. Connor Patel down there for Danvers. Turn around by Demiglio. Chases it into the left wing side.
He hasn't been a slouch on this first line either. The freshman, Demiglio. Maybe not as dynamic as his two line mates, but he's certainly creating space for himself.
Enos stick handling nicely from end to end. Shoots and another save.
Got another save on it, yep.
Good heavens. Enos busted in all alone by himself with a great skating ability that he has from end to end. And another save by Bublik.
I think he's been Gloucester's best player this first period so far. A little bit snake bitten, Rick.
Yep. Here comes Mento. What a move. He shoots and scores.
You know what?
Wow.
He completely undressed the goalie there. And, you know, look what he's doing here. He is going down and using his stick as a fishing rod and acting as though he's reeling in a goal. That is creative. I give him some credit there.
You give him some props on that one? Well.
That was a pretty play. Put it right between the defenseman's legs. Used that long reach of his to get around him. Got Poliski to commit and then put it opposite corner, top shelf. Pretty goal for Mento. 2 on the season already.
You got any idea who the assist might have been?
I want to say it was Patel, but I'm not positive.
Okay. 2-0. Mento 2. Gloucester nothing. 1:39 left to go, first period. Boy, he can stick handle and control and run. Once again, Danvers has it. Offside. I'll tell you what, in this first period, since they got their legs 5 minutes in, Falcons not only leading, but also controlling the game.
You're not kidding. I mean, I think Gloucester had the edge in the early going. You know, and we said it was ragged, and it was. But I think Danvers has slowly kind of asserted itself here. And, wow, that's a big goal near the end of the period here.
That ain't mine. I don't know whose that is. All right, so it's 2-0 with a minute 13 left in the period. Collision at center ice. Away from the action, Chris Mullaney has it in his own end for Danvers. Play along the boards out of our field of view. Colin Desmond fighting for the puck along with Mullaney behind the cage now. Falling down a couple of players, and we'll have a whistle. Battling for the puck is Robbie Horn as well for Gloucester. Everybody changing up. Faceoff will be outside the Danvers zone. 53 seconds. Oh, no, one will be to the right of Bublik. Bublik has been the difference.
Yes.
As has Mento. Here comes that first line again. Mento breaking it out with a one-on-one against Enos. Mento stick handling. Enos easily checks the puck away.
Enos and is going to get called for a high stick there.
Well, he got it in the face first.
Yeah, he did.
And then he retaliated.
Actually called a slash there.
Yep. Mento's coming off. I suspect Enos is... No. I think they're both going to come off.
Yeah, I think they are.
That's a wise call. That's a wise call. Mento's feeling pretty good about himself.
You know, as he should, but
yep.
Hey, we're less than 15 minutes in. You got to reel it, no pun intended, reel it in a little bit,
you know?
Yep.
All right, so they're both off. Two best players on the ice, one for each team tonight. Whistled off for matching penalties at 14-18. So the faceoff will come to the right of Polisky. Noah Polisky in goal for Gloucester, giving up the two goals. Shot from long range by the Falcons. McKechern goes
wide.
Told
by our friends here keeping the book that they're going to give the assist after the period. They're going to check with the Danvers bench. I do think it was Pertel, and maybe Taylor might have been on the ice that time, too.
All right. That's Gloucester assistant football coach John Fosbury at the mic.
Ah, okay.
Keeping the book for us.
It's got some dulcet tones there.
There you go.
Puts me to shame.
Former student. And
is he really?
Gordy
wow.
Anderson beside him, another former student. Another assistant football coach, Scott Anderson, I mean.
You get a lot of Mr. Moores still?
I do.
Yeah.
I do, and it's hard. It's hard, man.
I got to admit, I don't like the Mr.
Yeah, no.
You know, Mr. Stacy's my dad.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I feel the same.
I tell everybody, call me Phil. That's fine.
It's Rick. It's Rick. We got another penalty or something with 2.3 seconds left. It's on Danvers.
Yeah, it's going to be a roughing call. I take that back. It's a trip. Nicky DeShulo's heading off for a tripping call with 2.3 seconds before the end of the period.
All right, so call it 14:58. So Gloucester should start with... I was going to say should start with the ball, but I guess we'll say should start with the man advantage in the next period. All right, so just time to drop the puck. They put the clock to 0.8.
Well, actually, Tommy Mento's right here in the penalty box, and I asked him who gave him the puck, and he said it was Connor, so it was Connor Pertel.
Phil, you're cool. That is really cool.
It's nice having that access, you know?
I know it. That is way cool.
Thanks, Tommy Mento. I do think there was a second assist on that play, but we'll wait and see.
Yep.
And you can definitely feel that the atmosphere has been ramped up here a little bit, Rick.
Well, in large part to Tommy Mento. I mean, the kid's been exciting on the ice, and
yeah.
He is performing for his student body and
yes.
Getting the Gloucester kids riled up.
And then affable to us.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, we have time just to drop the puck. There it is, and the first period has come to a close. But a terrific first period as the Danvers Falcons lead this one by a score of 2-0. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll check this thing with Phil. We'll go over it in a little detail and give you all the scoring after we check in with our great sponsors. So, again, after one from the Talbot Rink at the O'Malley School in Gloucester, it's Danvers 2 and Gloucester 0.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you...
All right, we're going to break in. We'll play that stuff again in just a second here. They're resetting the clock to 7.2 seconds.
Okay. So I guess technically we'll put that penalty down at 14:52.
Okay. All right. All right, puck is dropped, play resumes, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Okay, so that was uneventful.
There we go.
All right, let's do it again. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.